Hello, everybody, and welcome to the second main round of the happiest competition on earth. Here with me tonight. Oh, hello. My name is Alina. With me tonight is Amber Lee. Shut up.
We give her one thing to do: intro the episode. One thing. Kidding, Zell.
That's why we have to give Zell more stuff to do. You know, balance things out.
Okay. Should I just restart that whole
thing? No, we're still totally in.
Okay, well, here with me is Amber Lee.
Hi.
And Jeffers, now officially
a college
student.
Yes, I'm a college student.
Ooh, ah.
Big in the dorm. Campus. Which kind of, yeah.
So he can't be his always crazy Jeffers self.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My roommate just gave me a dirty look the other right before, but anyway.
Well, as y'all know, it's the second main round for Happiest Competition on Earth, and it's Renaissance Disney Week.
Woo! Which was nine animated features in the 90s. Technically, mm-hmm. eight, because one of them didn't really have any music in it.
And we figured it wasn't going to get anything in.
I mean, there was one song, like the credits song, but I doubt that anyone's
going to listen to this. Well, I mean, there was that one song where that mouse was, like, dancing in the bar, and they're, like, throwing stuff, if I remember correctly.
I do not.
Is that, am I right?
Movie at all. At all.
Okay, anyway.
Okay, so we've kind of decided, you guys, I think, I speak for everyone here, you can put your name in the file anymore, because we just end up listening to, like, the first, like, 5 seconds of all the songs when they come in now, just to make sure the files are working, so we don't have, like, any last-minute issues. So, mm-hmm. we know what the songs are, because as of right now, we have at least 5 of one song.
Yeah, you figure that out.
I kind of like that song, though, so it's not
I
that
used to like
bad
the song.
For me. But
I hope I still like it by the end of tonight. I really hope that, like, listening to it 5 times is not going to make me hate it. Here's hoping. So, disclaimer, we do not own any rights to Disney. We love Disney. We're just big fans, and our contestants are big fans, so please don't sue us, Disney and Mickey. In fact, I'm about to promote something that you're doing. That's why I wanted to do the disclaimer, because Disney just announced their 2011 park theme. Every year they do a park theme. Like,
that's right.
A couple years ago it was, oh my God, I should know this. It was the year before I got there, Year of a Million Dreams. The last few years, it's been What Will You Celebrate? And the next one coming up is going to be called Let the Memories Begin, which is every night they're going to take all the PhotoPass pictures and they're going to project them onto the castle at Disney World, and It's a Small World at Disneyland. And you can go to disneyparks.com/memories, and you can actually upload your photos and video from past Disney vacations and put in, like, your story, and they may use them in campaign footage for the next year.
That's
kind of
awesome.
Cool. I've already got a couple of things that I'm going to upload. It's really interesting. So, and you can also go there and, like, look at other people's pictures and read their park memories and things like that. And it's really heartwarming and wonderful, and everyone should go and look at it because it's adorable. Uh-huh. I had a friend who was on there, and she was, like, just bawling her eyes out, like, oh my God, all these people's memories, it's so touching. She was all verklempt. So I guess that's our intro for this episode.
Mm-hmm.
First up this round is Russ.
I know that your powers of retention are as wet as a warthog's backside. But thick as you are, pay attention. My words are a matter of pride. It's clear from your vacant expressions, the lights are not all on upstairs. But we're talking kings and successions. Even you can't be caught unawares. So prepare for a chance of a lifetime. Be prepared for sensational news. A shining new era is tiptoeing nearer.
And where do the wheel, teacher.
Just listen to teacher. I know it sounds sordid, but you'll be rewarded when at last I am given my dues. And injustice deliciously squared. Be prepared.
It's great that we'll soon be connected to the king whom we all time adored.
Of course, quid pro quo, you're expected to take certain duties on board. The future is littered with prizes, and though I'm the main addressee, the point that I must emphasize is you won't get a sniff without me! So prepare for the coup of the century. Be prepared for the murkiest scam. Meticulous planning, tenacity spanning, decades of denial is simply what I'll be king undisputed, respected, saluted, and seen for the wonder I am. Yes, my teeth and ambitions are bared. Be prepared. Yes, our teeth and ambitions are bared. Be prepared.
All right, and that was Russ with "Be Prepared" from Lion King.
Nice. It makes switch.
It made me sad you cut the opening dialogue because I thought you were gonna be really good for that. It was probably my ears, but is in the lyrics, is it unawares or is it unaware?
I think it's unawares.
Okay, so that, it's just me. And I think I finally figured out that in Where Do We Feature would be a karaoke thing, right? It's back vocal for there.
Wait, what? I didn't understand.
I think it's Shenzi's line.
Oh, and yeah. Where do we, that was one of the questions. I was like, was that Hyena you? I really don't think it was Russ. It had to be the karaoke track.
Right. Deliciously square, that line, I liked it. And it sounded like you were smiling evilly.
So evil.
And also, this is another karaoke question. If he shortened this himself, or did it come like this? You won't get a sniff without me should be a little bigger, in my opinion. It started to feel a little too precise or too crystal clear with the words on the whole meticulous planning. It was too much, I think. I mean, I know Jeffrey Irons or Jim Cummings, whoever did at that time.
Jeffrey Irons did the speaking. Jim Cummings did the singing.
No, Jim Cummings finished the song, remember? Jeremy Irons did do some of the singing.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Okay, yeah. So whoever was him by that time, the Jim Cummings, whatever his last name is.
They're both awesome.
yeah, they both are. It just started to get too crystal clear for my liking. I know it's supposed to be proper and everything, but it just started to get a little too much for me. Overall, it could have been bigger, and I liked... And for me, I liked your entry from last week better. And that's all I have.
Okay, so it goes to me. I've heard you sing this song before, and you've made a couple of changes from the last time I heard you sing this song. I can't remember where the last time I heard you sing this was. I want to say it was during Immunity, Perform It, Audition Immunities, because I know he did Hellfire for the Disney round and Perform It. I think this was in that, and there were a couple of things that I know you changed here. First of all, there was music, and there wasn't music that week, but never mind. All the notes were when I liked how you made Scar a little bit more sly and like a subtle evil rather than, you know, balls to the wall, crazy evil like Scar actually is. I do agree with Selena about towards the ending there. It's almost seemed, I didn't think it was too precise. I thought it wasn't, the notes and the words weren't emphasized enough. It just seemed kind of like the rhythm was a little off and you were just kind of writing things off. Because it was just king undisputed, respected, saluted, when it should be like king undisputed, like respected, saluted. There's like a distinct beat in there, and I didn't hear the beat in there. But overall, I did like this. I did like this. I think I liked this more than Zell did. Jeffers?
You probably did.
Okay, Russ. I have my notes ready and I know what I'm saying. So I thought you made a great sky, Russ. I liked your technique in this song, but for me, it needed more menace. But it was still good amount, if that makes sense. The part when the music picked up at the beginning, it sounded like your first couple, like the words were slightly off synced, but it fixed after like that first phrase. But I wish the laugh was a bit bigger. But other than that, I like this, Russ. It's not my favorite thing you've done, but it's all right.
It definitely could have gone bigger. It definitely could have, but I personally like the fact that since you didn't go bigger all throughout, you kind of kept it all on the same area. It wasn't kind of like crazy sporadic, like one second he was subdued and then the next second he was like crazy scar. It was kind of all in the same area, so he was consistent with it.
Okay, I can see what you're saying.
Yeah, like I liked, for what it was in consistency, I liked it. It could have been bigger. But for what it was, I did like it.
Agree. Okay.
All right, anything else? Agree.
I forgot to mention this. I do like your last note. And your evil laugh if I didn't say that one at the end.
We still got like 24 people to go through.
Oh, it's going to be a long night for us.
Done.
Done.
Coming up next, we've got B. McCulley.
Paris, the city of lovers, is glowing this evening. True, that's because it's on fire, but still there's l'amour. Somewhere out there in the night, her heart is also alight, and I know the guy she just might be burning for. A guy like you, she's never known, kid. A guy like you, a girl does not meet every day. You've gotta look. That's all your own, kid. Could there be two like you? No way. Those other guys that she could dangle all look the same from every boring point of view. You're a surprise from every angle. Mondo above, she's gotta love a guy like you.
A guy like you gets extra credits because it's true you've got a certain something more.
You're racist, kid. You see that face? You don't forget it.
Want something new?
That's you for sure. We all have gaped at some Adonis,
but then we crave a meal more nourishing to chew.
And since you're shaped like a croissant is,
no question of, she's gotta love a guy like you.
Call me a hopeless romantic, but quasi, I feel it.
She wants you so, any moment she'll walk through that door.
Oh!
A guy so swell,
a guy like you.
We'll call you, bring her everyone.
Otherwise,
we'll tell it twice.
Your bell boy,
you'll know
her.
You'll ring the bell.
You're the bell ringer.
When she wants ooh-la-la, then she wants you-la-la. She will discover, guy, you're one heck of a guy. Who won't love a guy like you?
B. McCulley with A Guy Like You, and we did know what it was, B. McCulley. Well, Jeffers didn't know what it was first, but me and Sel did. I love this movie. It's so dark and sinister. I love this movie so much.
Thank you, Disney.
Thank you, Disney, for going a little dark on us.
Yeah. It scared me when I was a kid, so I never watched this one, so it's like the least,
Chucky
out of all
scared
the movies,
me as a child.
The So like the
Chucky scared me as a child too, Zell. Oh my god, soulmates. anyways, on to the song. My first impression was I would have actually liked there was something about your Hugo voice that was a little odd for me. Like it didn't blend with the music. I think it was like your Victor voice and your Laverne voice. Yes, I know all their names. I didn't even have to look that up. What?
Ditto.
I loved your Victor voice. I thought your Victor voice was the best out of the three, and then I thought your Laverne voice was great too. There was something about the Hugo voice that didn't blend as well with everything else. It had like a weird sound quality to it, and since that was the main vocal, it kind of stood out a lot, but I still really liked this. I was very impressed that you did all three voices and you made each one distinctively different, which was really impressive. And you even made Laverne sound like a crazy old lady rock figure, which was awesome. You did mess up one of the lines. The "Call me a hopeless romantic" was supposed to be Laverne's line and not Hugo's line, because that's where she's like laying on the piano with the feather boa around her neck. I do know this song really well.
Me too, wow. Me too.
I think that also, since you had so much character in Victor and Laverne, that when Hugo was by himself and there was no one around him, he sounded great. But when he was like back to back with a Victor or a Laverne line, he kind of fell flat because the others were so amazing that Hugo didn't kind of reach the same level as them. And the ending where there was a bunch of singing going on at once was a little unbalanced mixing wise, but overall I really liked this. So to Jeffers.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know this movie very good.
Shame.
It scared me as a child. But so I have no idea what's going on in this song with all the different characters bouncing around. But for me, I have down the beginning sounded a little staccato and choppy, but that could have been the song. I like your voice's distinctions, and that one line where you have where you're saying "crave" and something something it, in that kind of low voice, and it had I don't know. I just really like that line for some reason. But other than that, great job, B. McCulley. This is like one of the better things I've heard you do recently. So, yeah.
Not to say that anything, the things that you've done recently haven't been good.
Oh, yeah, no, but, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My turn. Okay, I think my family's coming in, so I might be muting in and out. Okay, it took me 2 to 3 seconds to figure this song out. So, Habia, McCulley. I like your Victor and Laverne as well. I pretty much have the same thing as Amy with my characters. It's Victor, Laverne, and then Hugo. Hold on. I'm getting muted because family's here. Hold on.
Da, 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 da. Elevator music for Selena. So, Jeffers, how's school?
It is good. It is good. It's been my first week of school, so yeah.
Any hippies?
It's awesome.
Any hippies?
No, not yet. Oh, someone down the dorm was using weed, but... Yeah, you know.
And Jeffers, you and your recordings going on all the time. Whoa, man. Like, whoa.
I'm scarred for life.
Okay, I'm pausing this until Zelina comes back. And we're back now. Zelina has switched rooms, so that she's good now. So on with Zelina's critique. Go.
All right, like I said, I agree with Amby on your voices. Victor and Laverne were my top two. Hugo... he was, like, the middleman or the lower man, I guess. Maybe I'm just expecting him to be too much like Jason Alexander. I don't know. Yay for the harmonies, which made me very happy. You had some volume mixing issues, I think. Might have been me as usual. And I don't know the lyrics for this part, but I think Chu, you cracked a bit when you were in Victor's voice. And that's all I have. But good job. I like it.
Yes, good job. Likey, likey. Mm-hmm.
Me likey.
Good job.
Something that rhymes with likey.
Mikey.
Oh, I don't know. Mikey, yeah. Bikey. Wanna ride my bike? Likey, likey, wanna ride my bikey.
Okay. What was that?
I have no
idea. The hallway outside my room.
Nice. Okay.
Sweet. Even in college, Jeffers has outside noise.
Our little college boy. Done.
All right, let's end this now.
Maddie, take it away.
If there's a prize for rotten judgment, I guess I've already won that. No man is worth the aggravation. That's ancient history, been there, done that.
Do you think you're kidding? Easier than having to. You try and keep it hidden. Honey, we can see right through
you. So good when you start out. My head is screaming, get a grip, girl. Unless you're dying to cry your heart out.
You keep on denying who you are and how you're feeling. Maybe we're not buying. Huh? We saw you hit the
ceiling.
You got it bad. Shoot,
shoot. No chance, no way, I won't. Say it, no, no.
Give up, give it.
Check the grin, you're in love.
This scene won't play. I won't say I'm in love.
You'll do it when you're in love.
Show away your face. I won't say
it. She won't say it.
Get off my case. I won't say it.
Girl, don't be proud. It's okay, you're in love.
I won't say I mean
love. So that was Maddie with I Won't Say I'm in Love from Hercules. For me, I have now a good song choice for your lower range, Maddie. Your natural voice is very fitting for Meg, so that worked out well. I heard some liberties here and there, and I don't know if it was like it was off pitch, like sharp, or it was on purpose. But I have down your first ancient history was a little bit off, and your dying to cry at your heart out part
Maddie
was a little
sick.
Bit off. Oh, okay, maybe it wasn't the liberty then.
Yeah, Maddie's sick. I did. That was one thing. I should say this. Now, Maddie is, like, horribly sick right now. So the fact that she even got this in, is she's a trooper.
Yeah.
Like, she got this done first out of everything else, and, like, she's lost her voice completely now, apparently. So she's a trooper.
Oh, in that case, well, I mean, I can't take that into consideration.
Yeah.
But good job, Maddie, for submitting. So.
Yes. Because other
good
people,
job.
I'm sick. I'm not turning in.
So good job, Maddie. But overall, I like this. It was a good song choice for you. So, Zell?
Oh, now you feel bad about half my notes. Okay, so I'll screw them all those. Okay. Oh, she's sick. I feel bad now. Okay. Yay, I love this song. I love it so much.
Nice transition there.
Okay. I think it started a little too strong for the song. But it did get a little stronger throughout, but I still think it was just a little strong even for this song to begin with. Some of the longer notes were never held as long as they could have been, but again, it could have been because you were sick. I do love some of these liberties and runs you have. And you were missing this really noticeable, oh no, like where she goes, oh no. Like,
oh, right,
I think,
right.
Yeah.
Like, it's either the first or second time.
There were a couple of them that were
okay
here and
yeah.
there.
Yeah, over like, I have to agree with Jeffers as well. I do love your voice in this. And I thought it was pretty good, especially now that you told me that you were sick. Wow. I wish I could sound like that when I'm sick. Go, Ambie.
I know.
And here comes Ambie Downer. I unfortunately didn't like it as much as Jeffers and Zelina did. Because I knew, they went into it not knowing you're sick. I went into this knowing you were sick. And I don't think this was a good song pick for you when you're sick. Because there's so much that this song has potential to do that with you being sick you couldn't do. Because, like, those people in your hallway are getting, like, are they agreeing with me? Are they fighting with me, the people in your hallway?
I love
Could you continue?
This is a hard song, even when you're not sick, to try and accomplish. My first note was, ooh, this is a hard song. Good luck. There were definitely some wrong notes. It seemed a bit yelly to me at times, and not so much in character. And you were skipping over the O's and the no's in a couple places. It just seemed very sporadic for me, at least. They didn't get that as much as I did, but for me, it was a little all over the place. And I know you were sick, and it kind of showed for me. Personally, I would have picked something a little less out there to cover that you were sick. Because you could have chose something a little bit more subtle and subdued that was still in your range. Like a Beauty and the Beast, I think you could have done, or something like that. That was a little bit more subdued. That would have not shown so much that you were holding. I felt like you were holding back because you were sick, because of you cutting those certain O's and no's, and that made me a sad panda. I'm sorry.
Do you think that my note with her being too strong in the beginning might go with your yelly note?
I don't know, because it didn't get yelly for me until, like, the middle-ish section.
Okay.
Because I don't have that marked down until at least, like, around the area where she was missing the O's and the no's.
Okie dokie.
I don't know. It was decent, but it wasn't, like, good-ish. It wasn't great for me.
Mm.
It wasn't great for me.
We shall see, Maddie.
Sorry.
We shall see.
Well, they have that going for it. You have that going here. Is they really, really liked you, but.
I didn't love it.
It's good to
count
on how everybody else does tonight.
Right.
Because this, I think, was a weak performance for you. I've heard you be much stronger than this. I thought this was a weak performance for you.
But it
coming
could
in
potentially
your window,
beat other people out. So.
Hide your kids, hide your...
you did not just go there. You did not just go there. I'm done.
And.